Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Chovov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Revi, starting Halach Yud in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Seder Tkiyos Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. You have to blow Shofar three times, one for Malchus, one for Zichronus, one for Shofars. And each one is a set of three of Tkiyah, Truah Tkiyah. Shiur Tkiyah, Kedei Shalosh Truahs. The size, the length of a Tkiyah is like three Truahs. Shiur Truah, Kedei Shalosh Yevavis. Every Truah is three Yevavis, three small voices. Talk about Rishayinu, Moshe Bashniyah Kishtaim. He blew a long Tkiyah at the end of a set. And he wanted to have a very long tkiyah to be the end of the first set and the beginning of the next set. In biyod alachas, he doesn't have only one, as we'll see in the Gemara, and I mentioned earlier, means this tkiyah is worthless. He has only the first tkiyah that he did before the beginning and when he started the set. Mishabir v'chaken esmanu lo shofar. Someone davened, and then he got a shofar. Tekeah umariah v'tekeah v'tereah umariah v'tekeah shloisha pelami. Meaning, even though the ikar way to do tekeah shofar is al seder at filo, when you're doing malchus, zechariahs, and shofars, but if he did not have a shofar doing filo, has to do tekeah shofar on its own, he just does three sets. Keshem yishter tzibur chayav, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayav. Meaning, when you have the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, the same in the shter tzibur needs to do it, every individual knows that a daven has a daven on his own. The Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi with his tefillah, even the ones who know how to daven on their own. So the Gemara, Omar b'nefichah achas. Meaning, it's a question. What happens if he does the tkiyah truah tkiyah in one breath? He does one long breath and he's doing tkiyah truah tkiyah. Does he yotzer or not? Ashkan tani v'fan abayso, Omar b'nefichah achas yotzo. V'achas is yotze, even though we said the doing one tkiyah for two does not work because then you don't know the difference. But if you're doing tkiyah, truah tkiyah, even though it's one breath, it's all you see, very recognizable to know what's a tkiyah, what's a truah, what's a tkiyah. Says the Gemara about Tanina, but we learned said tkiyah shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. Mamash has to be three with efsekim, with breaks in the middle. Says the Gemara shalosh yifchos. Meaning it should be at least that length, but it doesn't have to be in one breath. Meaning the truah has to come out of the tkiyah. Should be one thing, tkiyah in right form and coming the truah. He disagrees. He says you don't have to do truah from the tkiyah. What is truah? Meaning longer sounds like our shvarim. The churno amid the other one tlat the kikin, very very small sounds, which is our truah. Rav Chananya choshesh la'ado de'amano la'ado didon. He has choshesh to both, and therefore he said both. And that's the meaning of doing shvarin truah. Ve'aido omrado. Where do we see it? And this is a quote from the Gemara earlier in Daf Yutes. Many times the Yerushalmi does it, brings something really doesn't belong here, just because it's connected here somehow. So here we're learning it from our Mishnah. What says in our Mishnah? Talk about Rishayinu Mashach B'Shniyah Kishtaim. In Biyadu Ela Achas, you have one long tkiyah. One is for the end of the first set, and the other is for the beginning of the next set. He wants to do one tkiyah that will be divided into two tkiyahs. End of first set, beginning of next set. So, yeah, in Biyadu Ela Achas. What does it mean, in Biyadu Ela Achas? So, Rav Abba B'Zminu B'Shem Zeiru Afilu Achas in Biyadu. Meaning he has nothing. Why is that so? Lama? Roshu Gabi Soifu Mitzarif. The beginning of the tkiyah connects to the end, and then connects to the beginning. The end doesn't have a beginning because the end has intention to use it for the second, for the tkiyah, the first tkiyah of the next set. But it doesn't. The beginning belongs to his intention is to have the last tkiyah of the first set. So the end has a beginning, doesn't belong to it, and the beginning has an end, doesn't belong to it. So you don't have a full tkiyah that has beginning and end, for the, which is intact, which is kosher for that tkiyah. And that's what the Gemara brought Le'el. You see from here, he needs to have a full sound from beginning to end that should be lishma, should be without right kavana. So what it means in our Mishnah, b'yodo elo akas, he has the beginning. I mean, he did tkiyah right, then he did truah okay. And he does that tkiyah, he wants it to be the end of the first set and beginning of the next set, that's nothing, that's not worth anything. He just uses the original tkiyah they had in the beginning. Ketanus Gemara says, B'mokam echa toikim, u'b'mokam echad mevorchim. Person has a choice. He can go to a place where they're blowing shofar. He has a place to go where they're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and he's able to hear the brachos of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars. Is Tani Tani Olech Lo Etzel HaTokia. So there's one braise that says, Yeshi go here Shofar. Is Tani Tani Olech Lo Etzel HaVorach. Yeshi go here the Brachas. Says the Gemara Mandom, or Olech Lo Etzel HaTokia, B'Shein Bayom Kedil Lizkoya. Meaning it's not a machlekes. If there's no time, the only thing, there's only a few minutes left for the day. So of course you have to hear Tkia. Tkia is Midoraisu. She hear Tkia is Shofar. Kedil is the Gemara Namud Beis. Mandom, or Olech Lo Etzel HaVorach. B'Sheish Bayom Kedil Lizkoya. Meaning he has enough time to hear tkiyas, so you assume, go hear the brachas, and eventually you'll find someone to blow shofar for you. Now the Gemara assumes that we're talking about that for, most probably he will find someone to blow for him. Says the Gemara, Nishreini minado, we'll see from the following, Tomai v'akobayidi v'shurim shurim and levi, v'akobayidi sen him v'shurim and levi. V'mokom echad toikim v'mokom echad mevorchim, as a place to hear tkiyas, one place to hear the brachas, hoylich letzah tkiyah v'hein hoylich letzah mevorch. You should hear the tkiyas, not the brachas. V'aydom rodo, and where do we see the opposite? Yom tov shosh shana shechal b'shabbos. Yom shoshana that fell on Shabbos. B'mokom echad toikim, v'mokom echad mevorchim. In one place you have tkiyas, in one place you have brachas. Hoylich lo etzal mevorch, v'hein hoylich lo etzal tkiyah. Go to the brachas and not to the tkiyah. Lama? Why? She'akol yoidim litkoya, v'hein akol yoidim mevorch. Tkiyah, you can find someone knows a blow shofar. But the brachas, those days, not everybody knew how to do the brachas of Malchus Zichrot v'Shofars. Tovar Acher, Odo Moitzi di Chaver b'Tkiyo, Vein Odo Moitzi di Chaver b'Bracho. Meaning, by Tkiyo, one can blow shofar for his friend. By Bracho, one can't do the bracha for his friend unless he's a Shlech Tzibur. So the Gemara's been dagged from here as follows. Yom Teshu Shoshon HaShechal b'Shabbos, Loi Kemi She'in B'Yom Kedil Etkoya. When you're talking about the Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, where did they blow shofar? They only blew shofar in the Makom of Beis Din. So if he's going to hear the brachas, there's a big chance he will not hear the tkiyas, because the only place and time to hear the tkiyas is in Beis Din when they blow shofar. So there's a big tzad over here that he's going to miss tkiyas completely. Fat Omar, Oylech, Loitzal Mevorech, you still say, go to the brachas. Hadom Rars, Pligi. So this tells you the argument in this case. Meaning, the Gemara was debating, do we say that if when there is one hole that you go to hear brachas, only if there's a very high chance he's going to hear tkiyas. But if the chance he hit tkiyas is really a 50-50, it's a suffix, you're not going to be mevatel tkiyas, which is the raisa for brachas, which is the rabbanon. Concludes the Gemara, no. This Madama holds, if I can do now mitzvah the rabbanon fadai, and I have a suffix that I may be doing tkiyas, but maybe not, hear the brachas, and then tkiyas, keep it as a sofik. Meaning, avadei derabanan, odiv mi sofik deraiso. With this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chavov.